Minding my own. Minding my own. How often do we mind our own in anything? Everything we do, we like to think of in a relative way. We like to think of in a relative life. And how interesting that is. Why is it that we want to make everything relative when everything actually is absolute? Do you want to make everything relative in your life? Do you want to make everything a joyous, fantastic experience in your life? Then begin by minding your own life. Minding my own is all that I really want to do. I mind my own as I listen within myself to who I really am. Now, who am I really? Who am I really? Who is it that I really am? Am I the appearance that I give out to the world around me? Am I the expression of peace that I shine forth in my life? Am I the expression of confusion or conflict that I shine forth in my life? Well, if that's what I shine forth, then that's my own. Now, truly, what is my own? My own is peace and love and joy and harmony and life that is everlasting and all that is good. Those are the things that are my own. Now, if I concentrate on my own, what I really am, if I concentrate on every good quality that I am, then that's what I will express. But if I don't, then I will express the relative appearance of something that is not real, and I have made it real by giving it my attention. I have made it real by giving it my thought activity. I have made it real, and I've given it power. I've empowered it to be a reality in my world, and it is not. The reality in my world is the goodness that exists. The reality of who I am is love, peace, joy, harmony. Minding my own is such a vital activity in our life that that's what we really want to do. Now, we have, over the millennia, over the infinity of time, we have created thoughts that we think are real. We have created beings we think are real. We've created planets we think are real. We've created worlds that we think are real. And because we think these worlds are real, then we live according to that. Because we think things are real, because we believe the theater that's being played for us in the movie houses, on the stage of the great theaters of the world, we look at the ballet dances and we say, wow, isn't that great? Aren't they beautiful? And we visualize ourselves doing the ballet dances. We visualize ourselves singing in the opera. We visualize ourselves being the lead actor of some primary drama or some primary comedy. We think that that's who we are. And because we think that that's who we are, we are that. We're minding my own, our own, and we're being whatever it is that we put our thought on. Now, is truth an illusion? Is reality an illusion? Is our allness an illusion? Is our divinity an illusion? Well, some are and some are not. I believe that our divinity is our reality. I believe that the allness is our reality. I believe that I am my reality, and my every thought is based on that. My every thought is pointed to that direction. And whatever experiences I have allowed to be in my world up to now, if they do not fit into the pattern of my reality, the allness and the happiness that I am, then I discard them. I will not spend time thinking about things that are not fulfilling my nature. I only spend time thinking about things that fulfill my nature and make me feel like the happiest person in the world. I will only spend my time minding my own. I will only spend my time on thinking about who I am. And in thinking about who I am, knowing who I am, knowing what is my nature, knowing that I am the allness, I am the isness, I am the oneness, I am all that is beautiful and good. I'm that planet of unconditional love. And it knows only itself. I know only myself. I know only the reality of who and what I am. And that's all that matters. That's all that ever matters, because nothing else in the universe has any other content for me. Nothing else in the universe has any other expectation for me. Nothing else in the universe is of any consequence to me. I give my attention to reality, not illusion. And I give my attention to reality, and you say, well, how do you fit into the world of everyday life if you do not give your attention to it? It ceases to exist. Do you really want the world as you know it to cease to exist? And do you really want the world that you realize is the world of reality to exist? The world of reality exists, and we are in it. We sometimes say, well, 1 foot on earth and 1 foot in heaven. Well, we have both feet in heaven all the time. We have both feet in our ideal self on minding my own all the time. But we sometimes let our thoughts wander around and let them play games of pretend. And because they play the game of pretend, they bring that pretend into our world, and we think that's our reality. We think that's what is really going on in this world. And how mistaken we are. How we are caught by the illusions. We are caught by the temporariness. We're caught by the thought that it is a now thing. And the now we never know, because we live in the now always. Just as we are unaware of how fantastic we are, when we are aware of how fantastic we are, when we are living and expressing our divine reality, when we are minding our own, when we are doing that, then we are not aware that we're doing it, because that is our reality. And we're trying to make our reality the temporary thing that goes in the relative world. And as long as we want the relative world, as long as we want that temporary relative experience, then that's what we have. That's what we live in, the temporary relative world. Today I choose to move off into that other aspect of my beingness, into my reality, into my wholeness, into the goodness that minding my own brings to me. So I'm thinking my own thoughts now. I'm thinking, I am happy. I am content. I am living in harmony with all that there is. I am minding my own now. I am minding my own, and I'm living my own, and I'm being my own. Do you have the opportunity, the possibility to live your own and be yourself? Do you have the opportunity to know who you are? Yes. And when you mind your own, as I mind my own, I realize I am the happiest, most wonderful, fantastic being on the face of the earth. In all existence, I am minding my own, and I like it, because in me is happiness, in me is peace, in me is joy, in me is love, in me is truth, in me is goodness, in me is all, and I love it, I love it, I love it. Let this be your gift to yourself today, as it is my gift to myself all the time, minding my own. And let's walk down the pathways of existence, minding my own. Happy to have you on board. You're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. I'm wonderful, and I'm happy. For this is the truth about me, about my life, and about all that matters. Happy to have you aboard. I love you. I love you. I love you.